You're listening to part two of A Mexican Crossing Lines Grifter Drifter on KAPPP LP 88.1 Fargo-Moorhead, bringing local color to your airways.
These women didn't care and mocked what was happening to Lakota elders, their peers and their betters. And they didn't do anything when those women were suffering. And for that, I find them to be reprehensible. I find their continued silence to be reprehensible. The next video I have for you is John Gonzalez hanging out with the people from the WPLC. Here's a screenshot of this video I'm about to show you. And as you can see, this took place in Mandan. And he is with a representative of the Water Protective Legal Collective, which he tags in the video, whose name is Mary Redway. And this was, again, not that long ago. Here's a clip of them talking about. So you can see he's connected to the WPLC. So yeah. Was Phyllis. So was LaDonna. And that is why. Every time I reached out to people associated with Phyllis's family, like I showed you that I did, every time that I reached out to people that I knew were connected to the WPLC who hadn't helped Mary or Kathleen, that had repeatedly said they would not help these two women, I thought, wow, like they must all know. They must all be in on it because they are all closing ranks to make sure that none of the funding and resources that was meant for people that were falsely accused and incarcerated at Standing Rock got to these two women, Kathleen Bennett and Mary Trujillo, who these people are all complicit in helping put in an early grave. And that is what is so frustrating about seeing their continued grifting and drifting and traveling around the world, telling people God knows what and for God knows what projects. Once again, I will remind you, cold fusion is not real.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to me because you would think that a lot of people would just basically know this. You know, like, did people not even go to, you know, high school physics? Because I know that matter cannot be created or destroyed. You know,
you that's what
physics wants. Right. Do people not understand basic physics?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad for our country's educational system when this is what can be peddled without anyone saying no. This is bunk science. It's fake. But this is what these folks have attached themselves to and with. Okay, so here's that video of John Gonzalez hanging out with the people of the WPLC. He promotes them too.
Hi.
Yeah, let's wait till one person gets on. One person?
You don't want to just
come on.
Talking to the cloud.
Yeah. All right, until we're waiting, I'll just say good afternoon. Many blessings to all my relations in the four directions. I am Kanipa Witnasquat, Standing Bear, a.k.a. John Gonzalez. And we're in Mandan. That's right. Long John is what they call me at the camps.
I know.
So we're in Mandan, and I'm with Mary Redway, who is, working vigorously with the Water Protective Legal Collective.
Happened for over a year now as a volunteer, full-time volunteer.
Yeah. So it's an honor to share space with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank you in advance for all the hard work you've done for all of our water protectors.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an update can you give us today?
Well, what would you like to hear first? Just some numbers? Because I think they're pretty impressive numbers.
Yeah. Matter of fact, while you're reading them off, I'll flip it around and let them see.
Okay.
Right.
As you can see, these are just state cases. So these numbers don't have anything to do with our federal defendants, like Red Fawn, Little Feather, Rattler, and so on. We've had a total of 838 cases. Now that is roughly 700 people arrested. And let me just explain that. Some people have several I was only arrested once, but I was charged twice for a total of 5 charges, so I represent 2 of those cases.
Numerous times, and they represented a number of the cases on.
Yeah.
You know, their numbers are kind of fuzzy to me mm-hmm. because what I noticed is that, and I've said this before, a lot of the people that were associated with just the one case that I investigated to its conclusion, where Kathleen Bennett was exonerated and all of her charges were dropped with the help of our reporting and the witnesses that came forward, like Josh and Ren. So in just that one case, I noticed there was a number of clients of the WPLC that had gotten arrested and were now being featured prominently as Standing Rock heroes within the media, like TYT and others, like Activate Now and Myron Dewey's Digital Smoke Signals and, yeah. and many of those women indigenous media and others like them. Were involved with making false statements against Kathleen Bennett. And people like, you know, Nexus, Christina Hollenbeck, that collected all of those false statements against Kathleen Bennett, was working with the WPLC as she was actually framing one of the people
mm-hmm.
that the WPLC eventually bailed out of jail?
Yep, exactly.
Like, I know that there are a myriad of ethical violations that occurred in the way the WPLC handled these cases and in the way that the WPLC allowed themselves to be influenced and or worked in collusion with criminals that made false statements that put people in jail and that put another elder woman in an early grave. I know for a fact that they were. I have pictures and video. I have evidence I can prove. And I have proven that these things took place. So what I can tell you now about my understanding of what went on is that a lot of these folks, their job was, like you said, like you so intuitively knew, to promote the stories they want.
Yeah.
And to bury and hide anything that either contradicts them or makes them look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what was happening out at Standing Rock and in the media work that those people continue to do.
Yeah.
Here's another video of Dee Dee and John.
How weird is this, eh?
All right.
Okay, my arms are going to fall off, but I'll do the first part of
this. You are a rookie.
No, I am not.
You have an arm like a gimbal.
Well, I do have one of those things.
Yeah.
Do you, like, push buttons and share with people or what? I never...
No, I just talk to the people.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Hey, many blessings, all my relations in the four directions. Here we are, Prairie Nights Casino, North Dakota, Standing Rock. And I'm with the beautiful Dee Dee. I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Banerjee.
Dee Dee Banerjee.
Is that J.D. Goodhouse online? Whoa. Hi, Tay. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Teresa. Brenda.
Yeah.
Robin.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah. So we had a pretty good day today, right?
Ugh. I can't even.
We went to, first we stopped at Rosebud,
mm-hmm.
right? And what did we see at Rosebud?
Lots of Wombly, lots of...
Wombly flying overhead.
Eagles, beautiful. And the wingspan, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was...
Oh my, by the way, let's preface this. Suzanne, no, who was it? Summer, oh shit, Dee Dee, don't do nothing I wouldn't do. He doesn't have to worry. I won't do anything. It's all good. And look, there's my son, Luca. Just wave. He's eating a sandwich.
Yeah, we got him a half a sandwich.
Yeah, because we ate the other half.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's been a time for healing.
Yeah.
For both of us, right? Because neither one of us have been here since the closing of the camps.
Okay. See it again.
What's wrong with her eyes? Can you hear me now?
Something's really weird. Sounds weird.
Is my microphone off? I didn't touch it. I didn't. It's on. Can you hear me, though?
Yeah.
But nobody else can? Hear me out on the live stream. Let me know.
There we go. Got it fixed. There you go. Try it again.
What happened?
You don't want me to back up and tell you that everything's wrong. That's just true. It's fixed.
It's fixed. I fixed it.
So anyways, yeah, I thought that
what was
her eyes are really funky. They were like, and darting back and forth. And again, this is just a few weeks ago, pretty much, within the past couple of months. They're at Prairie Knights Casino. Before that, they were in Mulbridge, which was south of Prairie Knights, where they're visiting Dean. Dean actually said in those videos he can't come to Prairie Knights because he's restricted because he got arrested there. So he's probably kind of banned from the property or might get arrested again if he actually goes up there. So they went down to Mulbridge and looked like they're in a hotel in Mulbridge. Uh-huh. And then now they traveled another hour north and they're at Prairie Knights Casino. Mm-hmm. And, this is all she visited Facing and Minneapolis on the way to Bismarck, then down to Mulbridge. Mm-hmm. So she's making the rounds down there. Uh-huh. The whole idea that they all need healing, it's like...
From what?
I don't know. It's a healing from their shenanigans and their deceit and the horrible things that they were involved in. Yeah, I think they need some repentance for that, and some sort of healing. But they're like, oh, it's the first time we've been here since, the camp's closed. I don't know. I don't know what
to think about that. I still don't understand how you excuse yourself for hanging out with and being in close proximity to all of the people that I've named off. Like, Dee Dee was connected to Jordan Sheridan. Dee Dee was connected to Maggie Day. Dee Dee was connected to Mike Fasick. Dee Dee was the Dean Dedman. The list goes on and on and on. She wasn't just hanging out with them at Standing Rock. She went with them afterwards to Flint. And she mm-hmm. was traveling with them. And then she came back to visit them. She was doing live streams with them. She was defending them on social media and on and on and on and on. So, these people can't play like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, Wes has continued to try to play dumb or crazy. I'm sorry. I'm not buying. It just doesn't make any sense. So the next video I'm going to show you is of this video that she made with John Gonzalez in a car. This one is them talking to, by the way, I'm going to tell you because you're not going to hear it in the video. They're talking to some guy on the phone whose name is Daniel Bluebird. And apparently he's in jail for something. I don't remember if I could hear very well what he said he was in jail for. And I guess it doesn't really matter. I just wanted to show you that they were doing a lot of live streams, hanging out with people and talking to people like this Daniel Bluebird. Here are some clips.
Yeah, so Daniel is Oglala, Lakota, and he's from Pine Ridge Reservation. And he was at the camps. He was there November 20th. He spent quite a bit of time at the camps, as well as journeying with me to Flint, Michigan, where we, went there even before, Camp Promise and the Wolf's Den. We were there, talking to residences, raising awareness, handing out water, and making even a political statement, you might say, because we stopped by the governor's residence. We actually left on Christmas Day to go to Flint, Michigan, so... It was quite a time.
What a good
and that's
soul.
That story's in the book. Standing Rock is Everywhere, Story of Faith, Courage, and Compassion by True North House Publishers.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that was him from jail, and you know what? It sounds like he's doing very well.
Yeah.
And he even said a few times he was glad to be there because he was slow in his roll.
time Myron, my dear brother Myron, contacted me.
Love Myron.
And he said to me, he said, are you drone ready? And I said, yeah, I'm drone ready. And he told me that he thought there was a place nearby in Canada that he wanted me to go to and teach drone flight, where our indigenous communities tell their own narrative, can monitor and secure their land, their sovereignty, their self-determination. And so my goal is to go to camps and not leave until there's a competent drone pilot in every camp that I go to.
Now, I wanted to point out this next video that I'm going to show you also features one of the people she went out in Flint to report for on behalf of, who is Miko Hayes of the Daily Haze. He's been very closely associated to Ed Higgins. And, of course, as you know, Ed Higgins is accused of being a rapist, as were the people that he... Derek Fassig, the son of Mike Fassig, one of the people he was who was reporting for Ed Higgins, was also recently convicted of rape. So, in this video, Dee Dee is talking about a number of things. I just took little clips and pieces. It's really weird. She did this like almost 2.5 hour, nearly 3 hour video in the middle of the night at Prairie Nights Casino because she couldn't sleep. And here are clips from the video of her kind of like wandering around the hotel and talking about, reminiscing about Standing Rock.
I haven't been back since Standing Rock, and it's so wild to be here again. Hi, Alphonse. I'm doing okay. I'm just being very melodramatic because I'm at the casino just like so many nights. I'm gonna go sit on the floor like I used to. I used to do live feeds just sitting on the floor, but it's so weird to be back here. Look at the pavilion sign. Remember when Bonnie Raitt came? It was amazing. Orlando, hi. Mary, what are you doing up so late? Yeah, I'm just reminiscing at the casino when Standing Rock was in full on. This is what I did. I didn't think I was coming to Standing Rock. I was supposed to go to my uncle's beautiful 75 acres in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota for lots of fishing and fun and relaxation. And I found myself instead driving to Standing Rock because I was like, oh my goodness, I might not. Hi, Jan. I might not make it to Standing Rock this time around, and I couldn't not. I'm going to see if I can see a couple more water protectors before I leave, but I'm going to go to my reservation, Spirit Lake. Their powwow starts tomorrow.
Well, that should be wonderful. They should have the sun dancing going on as well, right?
I think that's already done.
Yeah.
In South Dakota, anyway.
We lost audio on this one for some reason.
Is Dean Dedman. You can't really see him either.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the whole thing is like audioless?
I don't know. We're seeing it live, so can't predict the future.
Maybe the audio will come back?
Maybe.
Well, anyway, in this part of the video, Dee Dee is telling Dean that she just really wants to go see him, and she just wants to hop in her car and go there right now.
But I'm in my fucking pajamas, as usual. I'm waiting for them to give me like they used to. Put some socks on, Dee Dee. This isn't your house, and I'm like, heck, it isn't. Hi, Joanne. Isn't that crazy, though? It's like a be in here, but I want to be in here, so we're going in here. If they leave the doors open, what the hell do they expect me to do? Right? Do you remember all the veterans sleeping on the concrete floor?
Was it hard to get a room?
What day? Like, seriously. Could never get a room. Where's my... plug-in. Luca? Where's mommy's plug-in for...
It's gonna...
No, my charger.
Okay.
Huh?
Where's mommy's plug-in last?
I don't know. Sorry, Miko. Technical difficulties.
So, she goes into her the hotel room. And in the hotel room.
Yeah, her kid's sleeping.
Her kid is sleep. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she asked him for when she woke him up?
A charger.
Her phone charger. You know why? So she can keep live streaming.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound too thrilled to be woken up because mommy mm-hmm. lost her phone charger. In the room is also John Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Because she continues with her live stream for quite a while after this. And she stays in the room. And so she's talking. I'm assuming that the people over there trying to sleep can hear her because they're like right there.
Yep.
She even turns the camera at one point to them. She's like, there's John and there's my son.
Yeah.
I was surprised she didn't go, wave at the camera, Luca.
Yeah.
But anyway, point is that was a video in which she was talking about the veterans being in the pavilion. And she asks Miko, they were both there? I'm assuming. Because she says, Miko, do you remember when there was all these veterans in here in the pavilion? And it's funny that she goes back there. She goes, oh, I'm sorry you had to clean up all those bad words, Duke. I hope you wrote them down.
I did, yeah.
She's like, F it. I'm going in here. It's a restricted area, but I don't care. I mean, they left it open. What do they expect me to do?
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Duke? What do you expect her to do if they lock up some area? If they don't lock up the area,
it's not locked, how can they not expect me to walk into a restricted area if they don't actually lock it up? I'm just like, oh boy, feeling entitled. And actually, the place was empty.
Yeah.
She's in there reminiscing, and I don't see a soul anywhere. I'm just mm-hmm. like, wow, you know, there's like a, must have been a real slow day that day. There's no people, no staff cleaning anything. Of course, it's in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I thought it was pretty crazy.
Right. And, you know, because she was so closely connected to Maggie and the medics, the medic and healer people, it was doubly concerning for me, doubly troubling for me, that she remained silent about the whole Kathleen Bennett situation, because many of the people that made false statements against Kathleen Bennett were part of the security teams, which her little boyfriend / love interest at camp, Mike Fassig, was part of, Michael Marcus were part of, and Olive Bias, one of the people that gave false statements against Kathleen Bennett, was part of, and Sweetgrass, one of the other people that was in the security teams that gave false statements against Kathleen Bennett, were part of. And the medics like Vanessa Red Bull, Bolin, I mean, she was close friends, allies, and hung out with almost every single one of the people that gave false statements against Kathleen Bennett.
Yeah.
And she never, and I think that, I mean, at first I was just like, well, I mean, they're all her friends and she likes them. So what does she care if they kill a Lakota elder? Like, she's going to still be friends with them. Apparently that doesn't bother her to the degree that it would be like, you know, these people committed a heinous crime and I can't be friends with these people anymore.
Hmm.
But it didn't feel like that was the case. And I thought maybe that's what it is. That's, you know, she likes her friends. Like, if you find out that your, you know, dad is like a murderer or something and you're like, well, he's still my dad. I don't know. Maybe it's like that. Maybe she just, but maybe the bonds between her and the people that were involved in these activities, in these crimes, in these cover-ups, because a lot of them were also people that were just trying to cover up the Kathleen Bennett story. And she was well aware of their activities in trying to shut down the story of Kathleen Bennett in our reporting from the station, because she is in many videos actually talking about it on other media platforms and to her friends that I'm talking about right now. So
yeah.
She was well aware of what she was doing and what they were doing, and she was okay with it. And she laughed about it with them. So she didn't care that there was a Lakota elder that was suffering and that went to an early grave because of those people that she was laughing on those live streams with. And she didn't care that they went on to continue to commit crimes afterwards. And that's, I think, almost more reprehensible, because by the time she went on these other trips to Flint and elsewhere, she was already aware of what had happened with Kathleen Bennett at Standing Rock, and that didn't seem to deter her from continuing on with some of these folks, who again went on to commit more crimes, like raping. and they're taking their act all over the globe. I wanted to show you some of the places they've been traveling to. Here's a picture of some of these women, including LaDonna, and there's Wash Day Wee, Phyllis Young's daughter, and also Takata Iron Eyes, Chice Iron Eyes' daughter. And they're pictured with Pearl Means. That was one of the relatives of Russell Means, I'm assuming. And, of course, you can see Wash Day Wee Young is tagged. This is on LaDonna's own page. And where are they? Well, they are in Helsinki. Oh, if you look at the comments next to this picture, you will see it says right there that they are in Helsinki, Finland.
Wow.
Next, I have a picture of you of a recent event. You can see right there. It's just this year, not even a month ago, August 14th. This is part of the stuff that I showed you earlier, and it involves the Solve MIT gathering that happened, where Christina Hollenbeck, the woman that gathered the false statements against Kathleen Bennett, was prominently featured with the person that she used to be an assistant to at Standing Rock, Phyllis Young. So all these women were together at the same event. Next, you can see they're on their way to Portugal in the next photo. Did you get lost, honey?
There's no photo.
Yeah, or it's right there. Oh, it's a video.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and play it. That was a poster.
Não existe nenhum motivo para extrair combustíveis fósseis neste país, exceto o seguinte, o lucro ao curto prazo das petrolíferas.
The first oil drill is about to happen between September and January in the beautiful southern part of Portugal in Algarve, the surfing paradise. And we're also about to have the first gas drill or fracking in the center of Portugal close to Fatima. It's going to pollute and contaminate our water, not just the water where we swim or the tourists come on holidays, but also the water we drink.
Para mim é muito complicado imaginar um futuro em que ainda estamos a utilizar recursos como o petróleo, o carvão e outras energias mais sujas. Eu quero pensar realmente num futuro limpo.
Há uma comunidade internacional muito forte aqui e mais portugueses realmente têm que se esforçar e perceber um bocado que este contrato não faz sentido nenhum para nós, não é uma coisa positiva para Portugal como um todo. Vai haver alguns pequenos grupos que podem beneficiar, mas não há um argumento económico, não há um argumento social e realmente temos de focar naquilo que somos bons, nas nossas praias, no nosso mar.
We say no to the drilling and we say yes to solar energy, to renewable energy, to a healthy future for our children.
I mean, what we're showcasing is that you can cook with the sun, especially in a climate like here in Portugal. But more.
So what I wanted to show you first, though, is the post that contained the video that you were just watching. And I apologize, that video was in Portuguese. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and viewers don't understand Portuguese. And if you're not actually watching the recording of this live stream and reading the subtitles that are in English, you probably couldn't understand any of that.
Yeah.
But they were talking about water, and in particular, they were talking about, I believe, fracking that was about to be authorized in Portugal,
mm-hmm.
and which these people, along with a group of people, including LaDonna, went there to try to urge them not to do. So here's that post. And it was posted by Sacred Stone Camp, as you can see, August 4th. It says, on our way, they're going to Portugal. And it says, please pray with the people of Portugal. So Cova do Vapor is where they're going. And you can see they have defend the sacred. And there's a little, well, it's actually a bunch of people on the sand. that have formed to make those words. This is an aerial view, and it's they formed a dolphin, and they formed a defend the sacred thing. And I don't know if this is like a group of people that goes around making these pictures on the ground on beaches, but there was something very similar that they did of a medicine wheel people that was shot from the sky at Standing Rock. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And they've done other things like that at other places.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
And they need drones to do that, you know.
I don't know if that's part of the traveling circus of all these Hollywood marketing PR people that are working on these campaigns and astroturfing these issues. By the way, if you don't know what astroturfing is, you should go watch John Oliver's video last week tonight where they explain astroturfing, which is basically co-opting by businesses or individuals that are wealthy that want to take the opportunity to make money off of somebody's current campaign to, for example, save their water from a pipeline or search for missing and murdered indigenous women or get babies out of cages, et cetera, et cetera. So what you should be looking for as concerned citizens in your community is people that are astroturfing whatever current issue you're concerned about, because while they may inject your parade, meeting, camp, or whatever with more people and possibly even more resources or whatever, the end goal for these folks is to make money off of and defer funds from those of you who are the main characters in the plot. And in order to do this, they actually turn themselves into the focus of the issue and take it away from the very people that they came to be allies to. And that's what's dangerous about this. When people Rachel Dolezal their way into the indigenous movement, and then it turns out that they're really rapists like Red Wolf Pope,
yeah,
or fake Indians like Desiree Kane. So I wanted to go to the next one here. It's the Portugal video from the Sacred Stone camp. I think we just showed a little piece of that. Next we have the place where they went to, which is called Temara.
Yeah.
This is the name of the place in Portugal where they visited, and you can see LaDonna posts about it on August 5th right there.
Yeah.
And there's an actual biotope organization building thing that they went to visit there called the Healing Biotope.
Uh-huh.
So that one's the next picture here. We'll get to that in a minute. It's called the Healing Biotope.
Got it right there.
And there they are at the Healing Temara Healing Biotope on August 3rd.
Yep.
And they're hanging out with a bunch of people. This is actually a still image from a video that features her in it. So here's that video.
Mani. And Mani means that which is related between you and I and all things. Ni means living, or you could say life. I is voicing. So you're voicing the living relationship between you and I and all things. And that's what water is.
Water is life. Water is female. Water is the central of everything.
Water is everything. Water is movement. Water is joy. Water is consciousness. You are water. I am water. Water is what connects us.
Water is us.
Water is the source of consciousness.
Water is light. Water is love. Water is everything.
Water is transparent. Water is sensual. Water is flowing. Water is you.
Water is sacred.
Water is, of course, nourishment. It is life. Sustenance allows us to grow and live and fulfill all our biggest potentials.
The Earth is in a deep emergency and needs our awareness, and we have to understand that we can't take away without asking the sources from the Earth. We can heal the wounds of the past with this, but with a compassion to Mother Earth.
Ang tubig ay buhay.
Imagine you high.
Agua e vida.
Maim hem chayim.
Wasser ist Leben.
Mini wachoni. Water is life.
Okay.
So, you can see there was a lot of pomp and circumstance for the big production costs for all of this stuff.
Yeah, they had the people thing there too, the high above and the people made designs and words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
1,000 people.
I mean, that you can't just make a video like that. I mean, I can't. I can't afford to do that. Unless you have some drones or a plane or something like that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show you this other, there's another La Donna in Portugal video that we missed right before this one. That one right there. That one right there. Please play it.
All will pass away. Nature of all things. What is born today surely dies someday. Now it's time to pray.
I'm asking the Prime Minister and the Minister of Environment to please reconsider what you are doing to your country. Right now, you have pristine waters, pristine land, and there is no fracking or offshore oil developing at this time. And I know you just approved it, but I'm asking you to rescind it. Rescind it not only for your own people, but the people of the whole world. We can develop energy that respects the earth, respects our environment, and is healthy for the people. Change what you're doing now and save your land.
Wow, I see what they're doing.
Who is that?
Donna Iron Eyes.
Takata.
Takata Iron Eyes.
Mm-hmm. And who is she daughter of?
Chase Iron Eyes' daughter.
That's right. And again, Chase Iron Eyes wasn't just aware. I mean, he was personally contacted by me, told about what was going on with Kathleen Bennett's case. And to all of these people, they went on without ever acknowledging what happened to Kathleen Bennett, even after they were directly confronted numerous times. They defended the people that were involved in this crime. They tried to hide the crime. They tried to discredit us. And they even went so far as to attack us and our reporting. That is reprehensible. They were playing with the life of a woman who eventually they helped to send to her early grave. That's what they were doing when they were calling me a liar. That's what they were doing when they were saying that the reporting out of our station about this very important story was false. That's what they were doing when they were doing live streams with people associated with the security teams that made false statements against Kathleen Bennett and laughing about what we were reporting on and saying that we were being negative and divisive when in fact we were trying to expose a crime and exonerate an innocent woman and save the life of an elder. And those of you who participated in that, and yes, Dee Dee Banerjee was chief among them, should not only be ashamed of themselves, they should have to publicly apologize for what they did and expose those who they remain friends with that participated. But not only that, they should never be able to forget what they were associated with. It makes me angry to see people like Dee Dee and Mike Fasig celebrating the what they did at Standing Rock. I know what y'all did at Standing Rock. I went to Standing Rock. I reported on Standing Rock, and I have continued to more so than any other journalist, period, have been following meticulously and doing in-depth reporting for nearly 2 years now on all of the activities of these people. And let me tell you, they deserve to never be able to speak about their exploits, about what they went and did at Standing Rock without this story of how they ignored and or covered up for their friends who were involved in a crime against these two innocent Lakota elders, following them wherever they go. That story smeared over the top of whatever happy memories they have of what they all did out at Standing Rock. Because I and my family and our station were immersed and burdened with what happened to the family of Kathleen Bennett for over a year and a half. There were times when we were terrified for the safety of Mary, for the safety of Kathleen, and when we were personally, personally put our bodies in the way to make sure that people got home, that people were staying safe, and that we protected the people that were involved in the story and the witnesses. And so for all of those people who didn't do the due diligence of exposing and vetting the people that they were hanging out with, especially when they were involved in criminal activity, and they didn't ever do anything about that, y'all don't get to walk around reminiscing about Standing Rock without having somebody call you out and remind you what you ignored, buried, and also covered up. What you tried to hide and the ways in which you badmouthed and maligned the good reporting that was coming out that could have helped that woman. If you would have used your mouth as one of those leaders out there to say, oh yeah, the stuff Cindy's saying is absolutely true. Kathleen Bennett is completely innocent.
Exactly.
And a lot of the people that I'm hanging out with that are involved in this, I shouldn't be hanging out with them. But I like them even though they're criminals. So I know that's probably confusing. Why would I be hanging out? I'm supposed to be one of the nurses in the group at Standing Rock. I'm hanging out with rapists and con artists. Mm-hmm. That's strange. I know, right? But I'm not actually giving them agency. I just like hanging out with lowlives. That would have been honest, fair, and I could have accepted it. I would have even thought those people, I would have even respected those people more. Hey, hang out with whoever you want to hang out with. I'm not going to tell you who to be friends with. But don't give those people agency when you were seen as some kind of hero out at Standing Rock by remaining friends with people that committed crimes against elders and Indians, real ones, not fake ones, not just turned Indian at Standing Rock ones, but people that are indigenous of these lands, and specifically the Lakota, the Oglala Lakota in the case of Kathleen and Mary.
Exactly.
Okay, so I wanted to show you the next set of graphics that I have here of what happened on this trip that they went. One of the places that they visited was Portugal. Here is one of the pictures from Portugal.
I don't have one from Portugal.
It says right there, scene three, the first one, it says Portugal.
Yeah.
And it is definitely in the, every single one of these was put into this folder. I'm pretty sure. Unless I didn't put one in there for you. Oh my goodness. Did I miss one?
Yep.
Okay. Let me, find it and see if I can find it real quick. Well, it looks like I don't have one in here for that either.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
Where did I get that idea from?
I thought you were just going to talk about Portugal.
Maybe. No, because I put on there, it says
August 9th.
Oh, that was, you know where that one came from then? That came from the Nemo folder.
I don't see it in there either.
Oh.
That'd be,
Okay, well.
Oh, there it is.
See, there it is.
Let's bring that up.
Yeah. Sorry, we have a, you know, graphics that come in from a variety of different people. So it can kind of get confusing. And the reason for that is because there's so much stuff. Some people collect some of mm-hmm. the research. Duke collects some of the research. I collect some of the research. Nemo does some of the research. And then we all put it together. And yep. It can get kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we missed this one. So you can see they were actually in Portugal. And this one is Lisbon, Portugal. This is Desiree Kane, the fake Miwok Indian lady. Practicing patience, she says, on August 9th. Next, here she is. And I'm going to show you that she's totally hanging out with LaDonna and also with Takata. So in addition to the way that these people chase Iron Eyes and LaDonna and Phyllis Young, in addition to being connected directly to the people that ordered the kidnapping and the framing of an innocent Lakota woman and put her mother in an early grave, because Chase was connected to Nexus. You see Desiree Kane connected to LaDonna and to Wes and to Winnie Wong and to Seven McDonald. I mean, they're super connected in all of the planning of all of these shenanigans. I can't imagine they weren't directly orchestrating the crimes committed against indigenous people out there. And this woman, in particular, Desiree Kane, has injected herself now not as an ally that went to Standing Rock to stand in solidarity with the Lakota people, but as an Indian herself. I am Miwok woman. Miwok here, Miwok there. No, seriously, she's never, if she has some indigenous blood in her, and I'm sure all the white people that went to Standing Rock now believe that they do, but here's the thing. You never talked about, never lived. There's a lot of truly indigenous people that have blood quantum in their bodies of being indigenous that are complete and total sellouts, that don't know anything about their indigeneity, that have never been raised with any traditions, that completely have assimilated to the ideals of white supremacy in America and shill for white supremacy in America. And they can wear regalia and be just as offensive because they don't know anything about what they are playing with. And traditions and ceremonies and all of those are not games, they're not toys, and they're not costumes, they're not things to be just put on to yourself. That's what this woman does. And she doesn't know anything about it, but she don't care. And you know how I know for sure? Her boyfriend, Jeremy Frendenberg, one of those people I showed you in the videos, he's part of the Indian Problem. I mean, literally, that's the organization he's with. It's called the Indian Problem. He's part of the Indian Problem, and he told me. She went out there, and she told him she just discovered that she has some indigeneity in her. And he's like, well, yeah, but you, if, okay, whatever. If you're really an Indian, then you just discovered it. You can't walk around acting like you're the queen of the Indians now, and you're going to be like the one that leads them all. But she went ahead and did it anyhow. And she's been passing herself off as such the entire time. Far from being one of the Native people that should be at the heart of our concerns for Native Americans in this country, this woman, whose daddy was in NASA, who's part of NASA, who's traveling constantly all over the world. I've shown you in past shows the high level of wealth and of access and opportunity that this woman is associated with, much like Christina Hollenbeck. And she, Desiree Kane, is close friends not only with Wes, but also with Ed Higgins. They're both from Nevada, Ed Higgins and Desiree. So let me show you her going out to do a thing here. Here's her going out to do a thing. She says, doing a thing on August 4th. We can talk about it later. And she writes, Furo now. And so that's in Portuguese. She's talking about being in Portugal. And you notice that she's wearing some kind of a band around her waist that says, rise to defend the sacred. And she is wearing what looks like, you know, she's wearing like a native skirt. Looks like some kind of a native skirt. Next, she is wearing that same skirt and she's holding a feather. We're getting a little bit more native.
Oh, yeah.
And next to her, it says on that, it just doesn't say anything. Next one says something. The next one, she explains what this is about. She's in Lisbon, Spain, and she writes, I love you. Hashtag no makeup. Liar, I can tell you put your bronzer on because you're not usually that color. And I mean, if you even look at her avatar up above, right there, you can see how white her chest is.
Yeah.
You liar. You too. You're totally wearing makeup. You browned yourself up like you did in that other video. She's like, hashtag not sorry. Whenever I wear this t-shirt, someone always says, hey, nice shirt. And I say back, hey, thank you. I wear it to talk about the epidemic of missing and murdered indigenous women. That's MMIW, the four roses to honor the lost. So she, again, is putting herself at the forefront of talking about missing and murdered indigenous women as a white woman. You want a white woman who dresses up as a fake Indian, who fetishizes Indian bodies, women's Indian bodies. Rachel Dolezal herself way into this conversation. It is the most dangerous thing I can think of. A woman, a white woman, Rachel Dolezaling herself into the position of speaking on behalf of missing and murdered indigenous women. Wow. And this is why this is stuff is so dangerous and wrong. Here is her post about the video against fracking, and that she says that they worked on yesterday. And then the next one is the screenshot of that video where she says, please watch it. And she says, this is the port which Columbus sailed out of to Europe. Yes.
Wow.
Takata Ironites from Standing Rock is the singer. So she is out there. Wow. Takata Ironites is out there singing native songs for the video. And next we have another post of hers called Tamara Healing Biotope. And so she, you know, she was there with LaDonna. I just want to prove to you she was really the same spots. It was part of the same trip. They were traveling together. She was with Takata. She was with LaDonna. Here is the Reliquias video that she posted. So next we have the water video, and you'll actually see LaDonna and Takata in this video. I don't see Desiree. Let me know if you see her.
All right.
Não existe nenhum motivo para extrair combustíveis fósseis neste país, exceto o seguinte, o lucro ao curto prazo das petrolíferas.
The first oil drill is about to happen between September and January in the beautiful southern part of Portugal in Algarve, the surfing paradise. And we're also about to have the first gas drill or fracking in the center of Portugal close to Fatima. It's going to pollute and contaminate our water, not just the water where we swim, where the tourists come on holidays, but also the water we drink.
Para mim é muito complicado imaginar um futuro em que ainda estamos a utilizar recursos como o petróleo, o carvão e outras energias mais sujas. Eu quero pensar realmente num futuro limpo.
Há uma comunidade internacional muito forte aqui e mais portugueses realmente têm que se esforçar e perceber um bocado que este contrato não faz sentido nenhum para nós, não é uma coisa positiva para Portugal como um todo. Vai haver alguns pequenos grupos que podem beneficiar, mas não há um argumento económico, não há um argumento social e realmente temos que focar naquilo a que somos bons, nas nossas praias, no nosso mar.
We say no to the drilling and we say yes to solar energy, to renewable energy, to a healthy future for our children. Yes.
I mean, what we're showcasing is that you can cook with the sun, especially in a climate like here in Portugal. But more on a deeper level, we're trying to demonstrate that we're not only protesting against the petroleum and the drilling, but we're representing a different future, a more beautiful, sustainable and humane future that's represented by solar technology and solar energy.
Portugal covered 104% of its electricity needs in March of this year by renewables exclusively. So Portugal can be one of the first countries in the world to move away completely from fossil fuels and power itself exclusively from renewable energy, solar, wind, waves. And in addition, by restoring ecosystems, we can leave floods, droughts, desertification and wildfires behind. We can create an example for hope in a changing climate.
Beyond all religion, I want to bring to awareness that life is sacred, and we invite the spirit of real freedom of life to be with us, to help us to say no where injustice is happening, and not fighting against anyone, but defending the sacred.
I know that if we stand together, we can do anything. I know that if we empower ourselves, we can do anything. I don't care how you pray, pray. And then stand up. Stand up for what is precious for our future generations.
¿Será el agua o no habrá futuro? Así que estamos aquí para decir no más petróleo en nuestros mares, en nuestras aguas.
Our earth is sacred. Water is sacred. Our life is sacred. And we must do everything we can to stop those who are trying to take petrol out of our earth.
Decirle a los poderes globales que quieren sacar, lastimar la tierra, que ya no le corten más las venas a la tierra. Que queremos un mundo limpio, un mundo tranquilo.
This is not only for the Portugal. This is for the planet. So I'm living in India, but Portugal Sea is our sea. So I can request to the government and I can request to the Portugal people, please listen.
Yeah, yeah. Saw that in the post before that. And she was singing.
You know, and I think when you look at this stuff and you go, well, you know, how much harm could they do? What could really go wrong? Go back and watch what happened to Kathleen Bennett and her mom. I wouldn't let people that don't care about elders and what happened to Kathleen's mom, the way that LaDonna didn't care, or Washte Wee Young, or Phyllis Young, or all of the people that they surrounded themselves with that helped cover up that crime, near any elderly person or woman or child, mm-hmm. or anybody I cared about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel safe going to some event where they were present, mm-hmm. because that's what happens around them. And I've shown you what they're capable of doing to further their narrative. It's entirely likely that Wes and his Hollywood people actually came up with the idea of finding some elderly woman that they were going to tell people was raped. And when they saw Mary and realized she had dementia, they were like, this one can't even talk.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the perfect victim.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could become these heroes that saved her from her own daughter. So that they could become these heroes.
You're listening to part two of A Mexican Crossing Lines Grifter Drifter on KPPP LP 88.1 Fargo-Moorhead, bringing local color to your airways.
That go on to protect women when we know they're capable of killing them, raping them, and leaving them to rot in a jail for crimes they committed or that their friends committed or that they have helped to cover up in some way. You know? So that is why there is such a danger in these folks grifting and drifting around the planet without any accountability for what they've already taken part in.
Yeah.
Here's the next video. And by the way, they're just having a grand old time. Think about real Native people. At least Takata Iron Eyes is an actual Lakota child that is getting to have all of these opportunities. But you know, this is her second time going to Europe.
That's right.
And this is probably not even, you know, the only time that she's gone to several countries in Europe in one go. So wouldn't it have been nice if a lot of other Lakota children got a chance to go on one of those trips instead of it always and only being Takata?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it always and only being LaDonna's kids?
Yeah.
And instead of it always and only being the people in your little inner circle, in your little group, the people that all took part in this cover-up, in this operation that was funded partially by Nexus with the help of Hollywood and the help of people connected to the veterans and Wesley Clark Jr. and the Young Turks. Because if more people were involved, it wouldn't look like such a sham. It wouldn't appear to everyone to have been an opportunity for all of you to enrich yourselves. But what is even more disgusting is that you're giving those opportunities to people that aren't even Indians, like Desiree Kane. Check her out here in this video in Mallorca. She's in Spain here. Having a good time. That's Mallorca, Spain, August 10th. You know they did it on the same trip because just days ago she was in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go to Spain as well. And Mallorca is one of the most beautiful, according to people that have gone there that I know.
Mm.
And one of the most expensive places, too.
I suppose, yeah.
Next, and that's a very exclusive beach. Did you see that?
Yeah,
beach?
Yeah, I did. It's just like, yeah.
It's pretty fancy.
Check that out. Small.
And she says, safe and sound in the underworld. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also the underworld for most people to be able to afford to do and or even go to that place. And next day we're in Barcelona. Barcelona. And she's like, Playa del Vela. Look at her just having the time of her life in Barcelona. She's got little musical notes next to her words. And she says, sometimes I feel like I'm in Barcelona because she's in Barcelona.
She is in Barcelona.
And who comments on this post? None other than Ernesto Burbank. And he says, beautiful days filled with beautiful blessings. And she says, I haven't been in years. And he says, I know a guy that wants to see you. And she, and Ernesto says, Desiree Kane. And has horses, from what I understand. And Desiree Kane says, hell yeah, please tell him I am stoked to ride out and be with those horses. I also have some obligations to fill with Sis Eloise Brown. And he says, will do. So Ernesto Burbank, that was associated with that guy, the first guy that Wesley Clark Jr. met at camp. Chris Turley, the veteran that walked from Oklahoma all the way to Standing Rock. And once he got there, he did a video with his brother, Ernesto Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
The relatives in prayer guy that went out to Flint with Chelsea Lyons, with Dee Dee Banerjee, with all of these people. The very same people that literally tried to put false information out about Kathleen Bennett. Ernesto Burbank, Desiree Kane, all of these people, they were in on it. Here's a picture of video, a screenshot, excuse me, of her at the Isla de Mallorca. That's in Spain, and this is an island called Isla de Mallorca in Belades. And she says in her post of the video that I'm about to show you, where it appears she is swimming nude. She says, "Sometimes I wish my eyes were cameras. They aren't, though, so I opted for mirrors." Huh. And here is that video. Where's LaDonna? Toccata?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they went to a different beach. Who knows?
Yep, maybe.
But, you know, again, rather than real indigenous people getting those opportunities, it's the same people over and over and over and over and over again. And next, here is a post on one of these videos that she made, or one of her posts, by none other than Allison Renville. Do you remember recently when we talked about Red Wolf Pope and how he was one of the people that went out to meet Josh and Ren when they first talked to Wes Clark about Kathleen Bennett's case? Wesley Clark Jr. met with the two witnesses in her case, Josh and Ren, in California in person, along with Sedef Buyakhtaman, the CFO of the veteran stand for Standing Rock, and Red Wolf Pope, the guy that was recently arrested for raping women in two states that we know of. Raping women through his Airbnbs, which he also filmed. Okay? When we were telling people about that show and what Red Wolf Pope was involved in, how he was involved in the Kathleen Bennett case, as an attorney, for example, which we recently found out he really isn't. He's not an attorney. But at the time, he was passing himself off as an attorney in the case in which Kathleen's son was the first plaintiff. In a group of people that included some of the same folks that we've been talking about, are the same people that are grifting and drifting all over the place. And in that video, in that show that we talked about, Red Wolf Pope, we showed you one of the people that was having a conversation about this guy, because a lot of people at Standing Rock and associated with Standing Rock were friends with and or hung out with the rapist. Of course, including Wesley Clark Jr. himself. They celebrated, traveled around the country with the rapist. Red Wolf Pope. They had him in their legal cases. They paraded him around. And he was merely an actor. And he wasn't even an indigenous actor. He was Chinese. That's pretending right. to be an Indian. But it wasn't just him. His whole family was actors. His dad before him had pretended to be an Indian in movies and things and shows. And his grandpa also. And they were all Chinese. And Red Wolf Pope, in addition to being an actor and Chinese, is also a rapist. And so they were, all these Standing Rock people were having conversations, and this Allison Renville, that is friends with Desiree Kane, was saying that we should have done more, we should have known, blah 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 blah.
Now she said that he might fit the description of the man who was raping women in camp. A big man with the braid. And I thought, it kind of sounds familiar. That was one of those stories about Mary Trujillo being raped by a
man
with a braid. You know, so she says, this might be the man that we were looking for. And I thought, you know, you never caught that guy? You know, and he's doing raping all over the place, you know? And now Red Wolf Pope comes out. And that might have been the guy.
How are they going to catch criminals when they're friends with all the criminals? That's and right. they're literally the criminals? How are they going to catch a criminal? They couldn't catch a criminal.
Yeah.
And this woman I also showed you on that show when we talked about Red Wolf Pope, because we called out a lot of these hypocrites, including Manape and many others who were associated with the kidnapping and the false imprisonment of Kathleen Bennett and her mom, Mary Trujillo. And Alison Renville was one of the people we called out because in addition to what she was saying about Red Wolf Pope in that post with all the other hypocrites, she had talked to the witnesses. She had talked to Josh and Ren. She had sent Josh a private message telling him to stop talking about the innocence of Kathleen Bennett because she knew for a fact that it had been proven true that Kathleen Bennett was an elder abuser and that all of this stuff was going to be coming out soon. So shut up, witness Josh. She was tampering with a witness. Mm-hmm. That woman is friends with Desiree King. Just so you know.
Yeah.
These are people that were out in public tampering with witnesses in a case of a woman who was facing 15 years in prison. And these were the people that are surrounding this story that are now out there supposedly doing good deeds on behalf of the climate and our planet and our Mother Earth and women that are missing. God knows what else they want to insert themselves into. I'm worried about this. Here's that post. She says, I'm on sabbatical, kinda, and the best news I've had is that I was given a friendship bracelet today on the beach. It's rad! Hashtag winning! Oh, and we made the Portuguese national news. And Allison says, no big deal, lol. So, wow. And she says she's in Tamara. So there she is, talking to Allison Renville. Next, and here's a picture of her in her free little feather. Now, if you can close in a little bit closer, she's in Shakopee, Minnesota. If you make it a little bit bigger, you'll notice this is on August 25th. So she's now back in Minnesota. She's put orange on her face. You can see that, right?
Yeah.
You can see she's wearing orange face. This isn't the first time I've seen her do that, but I believe she is, she's, you know, definitely trying to pass herself off as an Indian.
Yeah.
And putting on brown face to help herself. She probably gets some pupilentes, you know? the next one, and that was a disturbing one because she's wearing a free red little feather t-shirt and she's wearing a bandana. Like, if you dress like a cowgirl, you think that you'll pass as an Indian or what? I mean, just because you wear the garb doesn't mean that you are the person. And appropriating Indigenous women's bodies so that you can be their advocates on their behalf is an appropriation that is dangerous and that is harmful to Indigenous women's lives. This woman was at the forefront of the Olivia Lone Bear search, and there was some really strange things that went on with that search. All I can tell you is whatever Desiree Kane goes near or touches usually involves criminals like Mike Fassig and or rapists like Red Wolf Pope, etc. Oh, yeah. And that's of deep concern and should be to a lot of people. Here she is at the Red Nation's relay race. So she the horse thing that Ernesto was talking about was this relay race that they were doing. And by the way, they were going to do some, you know, racing for murdered and missing Indigenous women. So it's an event with Native people. They're going to an event where Native people are and co-opting the use of the missing and murdered Indigenous women thing for people like Desiree Kane to then be able to use to get resources for herself and her organization. She's just using Indian bodies to do it. Here she is painting Indians' faces.
Mouth, you can get it all off your lips, okay? Mm-hmm. You open your mouth when she has that on there, it's gonna get in your mouth. You don't want that because it tastes nasty. Okay?
I know.
Ready? Look right straight ahead. Don't say nothing and go. Okay. I'm about to fill it in.
smile.
The next video is of her making a post. This post is on her Facebook page. It's a repost. Notice that it's reposting something else. And she says in her post of this post that she's sharing, it's critical that we protect our movement media. Our movement media, folks. And who is it that she wants to protect? She says, a woman, Karen Savage. She says, I don't know her, but I know her work. And it's important to water protectors battling energy transfer partners on the front lines. Tune in. In different contexts, this could be me. This could be me, she says. So, if you'd show up for me, please show up for her. And who is making this post? Who is sounding the alarm? And who is this person that needs to be protected? And what is being shared about her? By whom? Why, it's none other than the rapist, Jordan Sheridan.
Oh, yeah.
So, how long ago was she reposting the post of a rapist that raped a woman in Flint, Michigan, that raped a reporter, Carly Hammond, August 21st.
Really?
How long ago was that?
A couple weeks ago,
Desiree Kane was reposting the media of a rapist.
Yep.
That raped a woman along with Chelsea Lyons. But then again, Desiree Kane is also friends with rapist Chelsea Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see where the problems lie here, folks?
Yeah.
Do you understand why this is problematic and dangerous? And next, I will show you her. This is definitely his post. You can see down below there on Sheridan's page, which he is now collecting Patreon on. And it says Jordan Sheridan reports because nobody will hire him. He got fired by TYT after he raped Carly Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he takes donations on that page. But you could see the first post there on that page is the No Bayou Bridge, Karen Savage. Yeah. So even though you went out and co-opted indigenous movements at Standing Rock and your gravy train got cut off when you were caught raping women, you decided you would keep on cashing in on indigenous people's pain and suffering anyway?
Yeah.
What gives you the right to do that after you got caught being a criminal? You don't get to go and smear rape on top of the pipeline protests. You don't get to smear rape and your racism and your tone deafness about the Kathleen Bennett story and the cover up that you and your station at TYT tried to do on that. And simply go on collecting money and accolades. You can't do that to other people's movements. You don't put your rape on top of these indigenous-led movements and these issues of missing and murdered women. That's disgusting. And Desiree Kane is endorsing it because she's here for that. I mean, like, literally, that's what she's here for. That's what she's here to do. She's here to co-opt the movements of indigenous people, and she don't mind bringing her rapists and racist friends along with her for the ride. Because what they're selling is us. They're selling themselves as if they were us, and they're speaking on our behalf. And they can't have, they don't bring along real, genuine people that are the center of the suffering, who should be at the forefront of these issues. Those aren't the people that they're focused on. They're focused on fake Indians, not even real ones. And sellouts who would, for the highest bidder, give their mother or their father or their community to the highest bidder. People like Chase Iron Eyes, people like LaDonna, people that didn't have any problem collecting a check even if it meant that people got hurt along the way. Here is her post about Philip Lane Sr. She's quoting him here, okay. And I'll get to him in a moment. Why don't you read the quote of this man?
Desiree Kane. And the quote is, quote, "I want to pay a tremendous respect to the women. Our women folk. Man may slay one another, but cannot ever overcome the woman. For in the quietude of her lap lies the child. You can slay him once and again, but he issues is often from that same gentle lap, a gift to the great good, in which man is only an accomplice. That all we are, we're only an accomplice. The woman needs us only for one night. Here we stand in eagle feathers and war bonnets and all that. And our women, so gentle, so sweet, so kind. Yet the race of man goes on because of our women." Unquote. Phil Lane Sr., 1992.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who Phil Lane Sr. is?
No.
Remember I told you I had to go and look into my 1 year ago research? Somebody sent me stuff on Phil Lane Sr. a long time ago. And I didn't get to it because, I'll be honest with you. The stuff that I was sent about Phil Lane Sr. took me down a rabbit hole. It didn't just have to do with him, however. It had to do with all of these different, like, fake shaman, fake Indians. People like Red Wolf Pope that weren't of Indian heritage, that weren't of Indian background, but that tried to pass themselves off as natives. And that were cashing in on it by going to festivals and mm-hmm. doing like these fake shaman ceremonies and all this stuff. And at the time, and this, you gotta remember, this was early on in the reporting of Kathleen Bennett. When I was researching the Mulaney Church, that's when I started getting information from different people about these different fake shaman. And one of the people that was accused of this kind of stuff was Arvel Looking Horse. Another guy that was accused of this stuff was Winona LaDuke's dad.
Yeah.
Another person that was accused of this stuff was Philip Lane Jr. And a lot of these white people like Wes Clark Jr. and the Los Angeles folks that came and co-opted and astroturfed this movement, they all prefer a fake Indian to a real one any given Sunday. In fact, they want the guy that's pretending to be an Indian because you can cue him and he just does his little shtick.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas real indigenous people aren't one-dimensional and they're not monolithic, so they all have different opinions, different ideas. They're going to react to things differently and they can't just be wrangled and they can't usually just be bought off. Except for, of course, you know, people like Chase and LaDonna and Phyllis. Most of those people, of course, have connections to Coachella-type style festivals, New Age, medicine, healing, Reiki, talking to the spirits, where you got these huge things where you don't just go and get Reiki. You can also see a shaman,
okay,
do a thing. You can also see a Buddhist guy, and you can see a guy from India,
a New Age festival.
Yeah, there's these things, and there's music there. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of different kinds of medicine.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
all this kind of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Philip Lane is part of.
I see.
That's who Desiree, fake Miwok Indian woman, is promoting. Because
yeah.
you and your daddy would know, Desiree Kane, mm-hmm. you fake Indian. And so they promote fake Indians. And as you saw, you could get one like Philip Lane that just bangs the drums and wears headdresses that he shouldn't. And hangs out with and validates other fake shaman and fake Indians at these fake festivals where they all rake in money. Look at what somebody wrote on this topic board called Frauds and Exploiters Profiting and Promoting Themselves Off of No Dapple. Excuse me. Can you read that for me, sweetie?
I don't know. It's pretty small and kind of hard to read.
It says, "Hi there, Unity Fest."
Okay, I got it. "Hi there, Unity Fest is unrelated to our organization. We don't put on that event. We've only known Phil Lane Jr. to be one of the...
Be of service,
and have seen him do a lot of good in the community. We'll ask him about being a chief.
The question was about whether or not he was an actual chief and why they're actually using him. You'll see the question down below, and they says that we'll ask him about being a chief, and then what else does it say, honey? We'll ask him about being a chief and post again on this thread. I don't think that they actually did. Maybe they did go ask him about being a chief, but I don't think they responded to the answer later on. The question originally was...
Hello, everyone. We are completing some of our final projects for Standing Rock in collaboration with Chief Phil Lane Jr. And we'll have our Standing Rock report finished by April 22nd. Thank you for your patience.
And somebody responds to this. Not only is Phil Lane Jr. not a chief, he's appeared at one of your festivals, Unity Fest, that has exploiters, obvious frauds, and dubious characters. And then they put a link to the UnityFest.com 2016 event, and it says ceremony. It says, your group hosts obvious frauds from Adam DiArmon, Carlos Cedillo, Jose Federico Munoz, and on top of Lane. So here's other frauds that your event hosts of these fake people pretending to be Indians. It says your group personally profited from this festival and presented them as legit.
Yeah.
Do you even bother to check on the people that you host, or do you just not care? How naive and ignorant would you have to be to host someone claiming crystal skulls were part of Mayan belief? And then it says unify.org may deserve its own research thread as an exploiters organization. That's unless you can convince us that you were clueless and show us that you're willing to make an effort to avoid hosting exploiters in future. And so their response to all of that was, we'll ask Phil Lane if he's actually a chief, and we'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you. We'll let you know.
So just to give you some more idea about what this Desiree Kane is about, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Fakery with fakeness on top and fakeness around.
Yep.
And where is she now? Where did she go next?
Nepal.
Recently, she went to Nepal. Yep. Now she's going to another place where there are Indians and harassing them. Here's her post.
Actually, I can't find it.
It's right there in front of you. Oh, it's not there?
No.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I can't find it anywhere.
You can't find it anywhere? No. It should be in this one. It definitely should be in this one. So did I put it in there or not? Maybe I did not put it in there. Oh, I'm sorry. I found it. Here it is. That was my bad.
Yeah,
sometimes when you have a lot of these things, there can be technical difficulties because, you know, there's a lot of things. But you see it now, right?
Where'd you put it?
It's right there. Maybe you just need to give it a moment because I'm sending it through the electrical field at you. And so I'm using cold fusion.
Oh, yeah.
To meld it through the energy forces that, hey, if it works for Sean Stone, why can't it work for us? I mean, what's...
That's right. I mean,
James Martinez is talking to the son of a Hollywood director about some mumbo jumbo. Why can't we can't make it work?
Yeah, we can make it work.
We're not believable, or what? you can't call it that now. You have to call it something else, because... Where'd it go?
Just hold on, I'll get it for you.
So, this is where they are now. Is it just me, or does she appear to be mocking the man in the picture?
Yeah, that's a strange pose.
I don't understand why she's making that face and why, like, but it seems to be mocking of the man. I don't think that he's in on the joke, but here's what I will tell you, okay? This drifting and grifting and these lies and what is behind the people that they support and that they have supported is very dangerous and continues to be a threat, not just in North Dakota and Minnesota, not just at Standing Rock, not just at the camps, not just at the poor people's campaigns, the women's marches, and all of the places where these people have shown up lately, but all over the planet. So it's imperative that we continue to identify who they are, what they are, who is behind them, where their money comes from, and what they're up to right now. And to make sure that you keep these grifters and drifters out of your movements. Thanks for being with Mexican Crossing Lines with Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
On 88.1 FM KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. If you know anything about Nexus or any of these other shady folks that we have shown you on our show, let me know. Thanks for being with us. Good night.